on Philly's Country Station 92.5 XTU. Brittany was so excited to win those Fluke home tickets. I didn't get a chance to tell you that. So you're going to say this thanks to Penn Medicine, Virtua Neurosciences Program, bringing experienced Penn neurosurgeons to South Jersey. So,
Andy, I saw this story and I immediately thought of you, not in a bad way. Well, maybe sort of in a bad way. But I know you love these kind of bridezilla.
Drives me crazy.
That's exactly why I thought of you. So here's the latest one. There's a bride who, I don't know, I think she's a Kardashian in waiting or something because she has super, super expensive taste, right? Like when the wedding was over, they went off on a yacht on their honeymoon.
Oh, wow.
Like that kind of money. So anyway, one of the guests that came to this wedding reportedly gave the newlyweds $200 in cash and a $75 designer candle. I don't know anything about candles, but that seems kind of pricey.
It does seem like, extravagant. But if, I mean, it sounds like it's right up this bride's alley.
She requested it. She requested that. Yeah, okay. So you're right. It was on the list, right?
Yeah.
So $75 candle, $200 in cash. The bride was furious, said it wasn't enough, and is asking for another $300 from that person to make up for the cost of their attendance.
What? Who goes to a wedding and gives $500, first of all? I mean, unless you're close to them, that just seems crazy sauce to me.
I was thinking you would think that because that was my initial reaction. Although I've never been married, I haven't gone to many weddings. Is this a normal thing?
My husband and I planned our wedding. We just wanted to have a good time, although we made a black tie so that people who couldn't dress the part wouldn't come. I mean, admittedly, that's what we did.
Okay.
But, you know, when it came to the gifts and stuff, we were grateful. I'm not just saying that. Like, we kind of thought, we want to throw the party that we want to have, and we're not expecting to make that money back. Okay. That's not why you have your wedding.
Right, yeah.
It's really not what it's about.
You're right. It's
right?
Like, this woman is extravagant, and she wants people to kind of pay for it. There were fireworks there. Wants people to pay for stuff.
That seems crazy to me. 215-263-6700. Chime in on this. As a wedding guest, are you obligated to gift as much as it costs them to have you there? I don't know that there's a correlation there, but tell us what you think.
Good morning, Jackie. So what are your thoughts on this latest bridezilla?
I think she's absolutely crazy. Way back, yes, I think it was kind of like rule of thumb, you pay for your plate type of thing. But nowadays, things are way too expensive to have weddings, and you give what you can afford.
Amen. All right, Jackie, thank you.
Thank you. Love your show.
XTU, good morning, Heather. What are your thoughts on this bridezilla?
Yes. Oh, my goodness. I could not believe her. So I think, like, as a guest, it's probably good etiquette to try to cover your plate if you can. But when my husband and I got married about 10 years ago, we had one of his guy friends who just got us a card, and it was probably the only card this guy's ever bought, so that was okay. And I had a girlfriend who flew cross-country, and she wasn't able to get a gift either, but her gift was that she was able to attend the wedding. So I think as a bride, it's just about, you know, spending time with people who love you and not about trying to make as much money as you can.
That's a good start to an awesome relationship.
Thank you. Love you guys. Love your show.
See you. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning. So I was just saying, whenever I attend a wedding, you should always try to at least pay for your plate. I'm actually in the process of planning my own wedding, which will be next year in 2020, and I'm trying to keep that in mind when I invite guests.
Okay, so paying for your plate is one thing, but it sounds like this bride was really extravagant with fireworks and the yacht and all of that. Do you take that into consideration when planning your gift?
No.
Thanks so much, Stephanie, and good luck planning your wedding.
Thank you.
Awesome.
We'll check the mail for our invitations.
Okay, yeah, I'll let you know.
You'll get a nice XTU t-shirt from us, though, so just know that before you send that invite out, okay?
You got it. Thanks.
I don't think we're going to see that invitation.
Probably not, no.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.